They always had breakfast by themselves on the march. The coffee pot was the thing that amazed me. Instead of being a percolator, which was the first coffee pot I remember having in our home, she had what we call a regular coffee pot, and she would make coffee on the stove, and then during the daytime she would take it, put it on the ashes, pull the ashes to the side or coals in the fireplace, and keep that coffee pot there. And the grounds, the coffee grounds stayed right in there, and the longer it stayed, the stronger it got. I often wondered how in the world they drank that.
Yeah, that's so strong. How did they drink their coffee?
Most of the time, just black. Most of
them. Do you drink? Okay. That's temporary pause.
No, I like my coffee for breakfast, one cup, unless I'm out just sitting around with different friends and visiting around. Well, I'll have maybe a cup or two, but most of the time, just my cup. One cup for breakfast is all I like.
How will you have yours?
I like it with a little cream.
And did you ever see a piece of furniture that maybe older people would have in the kitchen where they might put pies in or something like that to keep them?
My mother used to have they called it a safe. It was screened, had screen on it all the way around. At that time, not too many of the homes had the screens on the windows.
Yes, sir.
And they would do this to put their leftovers in to keep bugs and all like that, flies and all off of their food and so forth. I know that Dad made one for Mother one time when we first I remember seeing one. And they were it was homemade. I don't think I've ever seen one that was bought in the store.
Yes. Do you ever see, you know, the kitchen's a little room off that you put your canned goods in and things like that? What would you call it?
Pantry.
What about a lot of worthless old things that you're about to throw away? That's just a lot of what would you call that?
I would call it junk.
Do you ever have a special place for keeping that? What would you call it?
No, I really don't have.
Throw it away?
Most of the time we go through, well, in the spring and in the fall, go through our closets and things like that, and whatever we want to discard, why then we put it in a box and decide how we're going to get rid of it. Most of the time we give it to the Goodwill, Salvation Army, or something like that.
We're talking about some of the things around the house, and what a woman say, you know, sometimes in the morning she'll get up and after she's made breakfast and everything like that, she'll sweep and dust and so forth. You say she does what every morning?
What I would say personally, well, I would say I'm doing my homework, my housework.
Does her housework. And to sweep, you'd almost always use a what?
Most of the time use my vacuum.
Or anything else you might use you want to sweep with?
Well, use a broom. I'm sweeping off the stoop of the porch or steps or something.
People used to, back a long time ago, they keep the yards out of dirt and sweep the yards.
I've seen that so many times. They used to have, we used to have to go and help Grandma. When we'd come to see Grandma and Grandpa, she'd always send us out to get, I think it was gallberry bushes, they called it. And we get that and bring it and leave them lay for a few days until the leaves are dry, and then beat the leaves off of them, and she'd bundle them together, and that's what she'd sweep the yard with.
Oh. You ever have a special place for keeping the broom or anything like that?
Yes, she always kept it in what she called a woodshed. There was always a little room out back where she kept the washing machine. They had one in later years, but first used to use just a regular old wash tub. And our grandpa kept his tools in there, garden tools and things like that. They kept wood in there in the wintertime.
Was that away from the house?
Yes.
And was their house a one-story house?
Yes.
Many two-story ones around here?
Not too many, no.
Oh, yeah. When a woman does her washing, say, and her ironing together, you have a term for that. She's doing her
laundry.
And if you were in a house, you're gonna get from say the first floor to the second floor, you would go up
the stairs.
If they were on the outside, would it make any difference? Still, it would be the stairs.
No, it'd still be the stairs.
And let's see, on a house, you know, the wooden houses, the boards on the outside that like that, lap over each other like that. What do you name for those? Anybody call those weatherboarding or anything, or siding or anything?
Siding, yeah.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you might tell me to get up and
close the door.